Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Keith Pettigo, Director, Loan Guarantee Service, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us in our conversation is Maria Barrientos.
Keith, what are the major initiatives going on in Loan Guarantee right now?
Maria, I guess we have three major initiatives going on presently. The largest is what we call loan administration redesign. And I know you're familiar with that because you are really the coordinator for that from the IBM side. Let me talk a little bit about the loan administration redesign initiative. First of all, loan administration is a part of the VA program that provides assistance to veterans who are seriously delinquent on their loans. A lot of people think that the only thing the VA does is help veterans get a home. They don't realize that just as importantly, we help veterans stay in their homes by providing assistance to them if they encounter financial difficulty. We've been helping veterans for 61 years who are in serious default on their loans. And for the last 35 years, we've been using pretty much the same procedures. We decided about 2 years ago that it was time to take a fresh look at this operation and see if there were some ways that we could improve customer service to veterans and to the industry and increase the cost efficiency of this function. And so we decided to do a formal business process reengineering initiative. We knew that nobody in the world had more knowledge about this part of our program that we did at VA, but we also knew that we didn't have the skills to carry off a formal BPR process. So we made what turned out to be a very good decision, and we hired some consultants who have that kind of experience to lead us through the process. And we were fortunate to be able to get a company called Acquisition Solutions and, of course, IBM. And as you know, we have been involved in this process for 2 years now. And it actually was the classic type of business process reengineering initiative in that we followed all the steps. We first of all sat down and we mapped our current environment. And we spent about 2 to 3 months doing that. And we ended up with a very thick document that in detail shows how we were operating. We then invited in 20 companies from the private sector. We wanted to find out how they wanted us to change. These were companies that did servicing, title companies. We invited Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are big companies involved in the mortgage business, and they gave us their opinions on how we should reconfigure our operation. We then took that market research and we sat down and created a 2B environment. Once we decided what we wanted to look like, we then sat down and crafted some detailed guidelines on how we would operate in that new environment. And at that point, knowing exactly where we were going to go with this, we decided to design an automated system to overlay the new environment. And so at the present time, we have the new guidelines that have been published in the Federal Register for comment just 2 weeks ago. We're waiting for the public comments to come in. We are well on our way with developing the new automated system, and it's essentially a commercial off-the-shelf IT system that's being developed by Fidelity Financial, which is a very large company that serves 51% of the mortgage servicing industry. We expect to have the regulations finalized and the IT system completed sometime toward the end of this calendar year. And at that point, we will be operating in a new environment that will provide enormous improvement in service to veterans and to the industry, and we will be able to reduce the taxpayers' outlay in supporting the loan guarantee program.
Could you give us a sense about, you just said it would provide an enormous improvement in service. Could you give us a sense of some of those metrics? Is it faster cycle time? Or
there will be faster cycle time. There will be a lot of improvements. For example, the IT system that we're going to have, which we are calling Valerie, or the VA Loan Electronic Reporting Interface, is going to give us access to all the databases of the servicers who handle VA loans. We've never had that before. We've always had to rely on getting hard copy information from these servicers. So we're going to be able to go into the system at any time and see what level of servicing they're providing to a veteran. And if we don't believe that they're doing the appropriate things, we can step in and supplement that servicing. So by doing this, we expect to see a reduction in the number of foreclosures. We also expect to see a reduction in the timelines of going to a foreclosure when foreclosure is necessary. We're projecting rather conservatively that over 10 years, this initiative will save $301 million. And that's primarily through reduced foreclosure costs, because every time a veteran's loan goes to foreclosure, the VA pays a claim to that lender amounting to about $22,000.
Moving on to the bigger program, can you tell us a little bit about how the VA Home Loan Guarantee Program differs from HUD's Federal Housing Administration and their programs?
Certainly. Of course, the biggest difference is that we serve veterans and the FHA program serves the general public. But there are also some other differences. A big one is that you can get a VA loan without the necessity to make a down payment. That has been the centerpiece of the VA program since its inception in 1944. With the FHA program, a down payment is required, and that down payment varies from about 2% up to 5%. Interestingly, over the last several years, 91% of the loans that VA makes are made without a down payment. Another difference between the two programs is that the VA program is not required to be actuarially sound. When it was set up in 1944, Congress intended that each year appropriations would be necessary to support the program. The FHA program, on the other hand, is required by law to be actuarially sound. So as a result, if you get an FHA loan, you have to pay a premium to the FHA, and that premium can vary over time based on how much they need to collect in order to assure that the program doesn't have to go to Congress for appropriations. Another difference is that the VA gets directly involved in providing assistance to veterans who are delinquent on their loans. The FHA relies on lenders to provide that service. And I guess the final difference is that the VA offers lenders a partial guarantee against loss. When lenders make a VA loan, they know that there's a potential for them to lose some money, even though in most cases they are made whole by the partial guarantee. Under the FHA program, because it is an insurance program, when an FHA borrower goes to foreclosure, the lender is made whole. So those are the basic differences between the programs. There are a lot of similarities also. I mean, both are very large government programs. Both offer insurance or guarantees against loss.
In preparing for our conversation this morning, I knew that the VA home loan program was very popular, but I found out that 60% of veterans are using the loans for different things like purchasing homes, as you indicated, but also home improvements and refinancing. I'm curious, with so many different loan instruments out there now in this day and age, why do you think there's such interest in this program?
Well, Paul, I think there are several reasons, the biggest of which is that it is a no-down payment program. And while it's true that there have been some other no-down payment programs that have come on the scene in recent years, primarily supported by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, these are very small programs, and they're focused on a particular group in the population. Usually there are income requirements or income limitations in that you can't make above a certain amount to take advantage of these programs. The VA program is by far the largest no-down payment program. So that has made it very attractive to veterans as well as to the mortgage and real estate industry. I think that's illustrated by the fact that since the inception of the program, we have guaranteed 18 million loans, totaling just short of $1 trillion. I think another reason that the program has been so attractive is that, you know, lenders are willing to participate. They want to be involved in a program that provides assistance to veterans, and particularly when the government's going to back them and keep them from losing money in most instances. If you look at the home ownership rates between the VA program, I should say between veterans and the general population, what you find is that the home ownership rate for veterans is 78%. For the general population, the home ownership rate is 68%. We think that that differential exists in large part because more veterans have been able to use this program.
You're talking about the performance of the program in terms of the percentage of veterans that use the program, but I'm wondering, how do you measure performance internally for a loan guarantee?
Well, we have a wide array of performance measures. Some are designed to measure the external entities that we do business with. Some are designed to measure the performance of our own employees. We do use customer satisfaction surveys. We have a survey instrument for veterans and one for lending institutions. And we generally try to administer those once a year to get feedback from those entities on how well they think we're doing in providing service to them. And we use that feedback to identify the gaps in our performance and try to close those gaps. In terms of internal oversight, we have what we call a statistical quality control program. And we have divided our program into eight functional areas for the purpose of this statistical oversight. And every month, our field offices are required to do a random sampling of work that has been performed in those eight particular areas in order to determine whether the employees involved have done that work correctly. Now, this helps them identify the areas where they need to focus greater attention on. We have a number of timeliness measures that we use. You know, providing timely performance to veterans and to the industry that we deal with is very important. So we track on an ongoing basis how long it takes us to perform various functions. Those are just a few of the oversight mechanisms that we use to judge the level of our performance.
Interesting. What are the management challenges of consolidating processes and functions? We'll ask Keith Pettigo, the Department of Veterans Affairs, to tell us about this when our conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.